morning. It's 9:21. Got some sun trying to peek through here. We're at 10 degrees right now, working backwards for crying out loud. Wednesday talk around continues. And every Wednesday, we talk with our good friends over at OSPTI in Breckenridge. Talking with Tiffany on the phone with me this morning. Tiffany, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we're going to talk about pelvises today and pregnancies. What can you tell us about this?
All right. Well, as someone who herself just came back from maternity leave, I just want to get it out there that I feel every woman should go see a pelvic health physical therapist after having a baby. It doesn't matter if you had baby via C-section or vaginally. You most likely would like the assistance of a pelvic PT to help your body recover. During pregnancy and delivery, our bodies go through a lot. The muscles are stretched. We have joints that are strained. Scar tissue is built up, and our bodies physically change before and after. And so throughout the progression of your pregnancy, more and more pressure is placed down on your pelvic floor muscles. This can cause them to be weak, but in some cases, the muscles may react by overcontracting and can become tense. So despite your method of delivery, pregnancy itself can lead to pelvic floor dysfunction. Even if you aren't experiencing any urinary incontinence or pain or other symptoms, it is still beneficial to work with a pelvic PT to learn how to correctly restore your muscles to avoid future problems. Not to mention that when you kind of are reading different health and fitness articles out there, there can be a lot of conflicting information. So one article will say, do your Kegels and you'll no longer experience that urinary leakage. The next week, another professional will state, you know, Kegels can actually make your symptoms worse. And so that can make things even more confusing. That's why I feel it is important to come see a pelvic floor physical therapist and kind of determine where your muscles are at after having that baby for 9-10 months and where you need to get better.
Tiffany, that is great information. Is it a complicated therapy or is it pretty easy to get through?
It can vary person to person, and sure. So you wanna meet with your therapist. She'll talk to you about what she's gonna recommend doing and the different options. There are definitely multiple ways to go about it, but it is important because you, like any other muscles, you need to kind of retrain and know how to properly engage. Otherwise, you might be making problems worse without even realizing it.
Do you have a lot of new moms coming in there for this therapy?
Yeah, more and more, I think the word is getting out, but I'd love to see even more because I do strongly believe that we want to get it right after babies so that we don't have problems years down the road.
Absolutely. So if new moms are listening to this and they say, yeah, this is something I probably need, what is your number over there at OSPTI?
Our number is 218-641-7725.
Tiffany, great to talk with you. You have a great rest of the week, and we'll talk next Wednesday, okay?
All right, thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
That is Tiffany over at OSPTI in Breckenridge. We talk with our friends over there every Wednesday at this time. Here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Wake up with this guy. Bill Dablo.
I love this station.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 10.
That's big, big, big.
On the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.